For this part of the show, I'm going to go through the list of the 20th healthiest fruits I can find information about. I usually spend my show time telling you how to grow things, what's healthiest way to get your plants to grow. Well, what about us? Once we've got this acquired knowledge, now what does it do for us? Let's start with grapefruit, interestingly. No doubt, grapefruit is one of the healthiest citrus fruits. Besides being a good source of vitamins and minerals, it's also known for its ability to aid in weight loss and reduced insulin resistance. For example, in a study of 91 people who ate half of a fresh grapefruit before meals, they lost an average of 2.9 pounds more weight than those who ate the exact same diet but didn't include the grapefruit. In that same study, the grapefruit group had a significant reduction in insulin levels and reduced insulin resistance. Also, eating grapefruit has been shown to reduce cholesterol levels and help prevent kidney stones. I do want to mention here, just because of the way grapefruit works, certain times on certain medications you're taking, most doctors would recommend that you hold back on your grapefruit while you're on those particular medications. And if you want a lot of punch for the buck, pineapple. Among the tropical fruits, pineapple is actually a nutrition superstar. 1 cup of pineapple provides 131% of the reference daily intake, or RDI is what that's called, for vitamin C and over 75% of the RDI for manganese. In addition, pineapple also contains bromelain, a mixture of enzymes known for its anti-inflammatory properties and its ability to digest protein. Test tube and animal studies suggest that bromelain may help protect against cancer and tumor growth. And next on my list is one of my favorites, avocado. Avocado is a lot different from most other fruits because most fruits are high in carbs, while avocado is low in carbs and comprised mainly of good, healthy fats. The majority of the fat in an avocado is oleic acid, a monounsaturated fat linked to reduced inflammation in your body and definitely to better heart health. In addition to healthy fats, avocados are loaded with potassium, fiber, and magnesium. Of the RDI for potassium, adequate potassium intake is associated with reduced blood pressure and a lower risk of stroke. Blueberries. Blueberries have powerful health benefits. They have an impressive nutrition profile, being particularly high in fiber, vitamin C, vitamin K, and manganese. Blueberries are also exceptionally high in antioxidants. In fact, they're believed to contain the highest antioxidant content of the most commonly consumed fruits here in the United States, at least. The antioxidants in blueberries may reduce the risk of chronic conditions such as heart disease, diabetes, and even Alzheimer's. Blueberries are also known for their powerful effects on the immune system. One study found that eating blueberries regularly increases natural killer cells in the body. These help defend you against oxidative stress and viral infections. Additionally, the antioxidants in blueberries have a protective effect on your brain. For example, eating blueberries has been shown to improve memory, especially in older adults. Now let's talk apples a minute. Apples are among the most popular fruits, especially in the United States, and also happen to be incredibly nutritious. They contain a high amount of fiber, vitamin C, potassium, and vitamin K. They also provide many B vitamins. Studies suggest that the antioxidants in apples promote heart health and reduce the risk of type 2 diabetes, cancer, and Alzheimer's. The antioxidant activity in apples has also been linked with increased bone density in animals in test tube studies, at least. Another notable health benefit of apples is their pectin content. Pectin is a prebiotic fiber that feeds the good bacteria in your gut and helps improve digestion and metabolic health. I do want to mention this. Apples, unfortunately, I do for a decade now or more, a thing called the Dirty Dozen. These are the 12 or so fruits and vegetables you really should try every effort to spend the extra on to get organic. Apples are usually one or two on the list. Strawberries and apples fight the battle, depending on what the season is, on who's the most chemical-laden fruit we get. Spend the extra on apples, and well, what you should do is come to me at natureapproved@yahoo.com or bruce.dooley.com, organicmatters.info. That Dirty Dozen list is updated about four times a year, but always on top is either apples or strawberries without exception. Two things you really, really should make an effort to buy organic. And now for a fruit that's become more popular as time's gone on. Pomegranates are among the healthiest fruits you can eat. Not only are they nutrient dense, they also contain powerful plant compounds that are responsible for most of their health benefits. The antioxidant levels in pomegranates have been shown to be three times higher than those, for instance, of green tea and even wine. Studies have also shown that pomegranates have an anti-inflammatory effect and may help reduce the risk of a number of different kinds of cancers. And a fruit I learned to really enjoy when I was living down in Central America are mangoes. Mangoes are an excellent, one of the highest sources of vitamin C. They also contain soluble fiber, which can provide many extra health benefits. Mangoes have strong antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties that reduce the risk of a number of diseases. In animal studies, the plant compounds in mangoes have been shown to protect against diabetes when eaten on a regular basis. I've already mentioned strawberries, but they are highly nutritious. Their vitamin C, manganese, folate, and potassium contents are where they really shine the most. Compared to other fruits, strawberries have a relatively low glycemic index, sugar level, GI. Eating them shouldn't cause any sort of a big sugar spike that some other fruits do cause. Similarly to other berries, strawberries have a high antioxidant capacity, which may reduce the risk of a number of different chronic diseases. Animal and test tube studies have found that strawberries also helped prevent cancer and tumor formations. Another warning again, though, it's way up the Dirty Dozen list. I do not even feed non-organic strawberries to my various pets and animals that I've had for years. I spend the extra to get the organic strawberries, and if the store doesn't carry them, I skip them. And now for cranberries. Cranberries, at least in my life, you only come up at the holidays, but cranberries have an impressive number of health benefits. They have an excellent nutrition profile, quite rich in vitamin C, manganese again, vitamin E, and vitamin K1, which is a little harder to find, and interestingly, probably the highest level of copper of any berry. They also contain a significant amount of antioxidants, called flavanol polyphenols, I'll only say it once, which can improve your health. What makes cranberries unique from other fruits is that their juices and extracts help prevent urinary tract infections, and we've known that for years. That is a fact. A-type proanthocyanidins are the compounds that are responsible for this effect, as they can prevent bacteria from attaching to the lining of the bladder and the urinary tract. And on the list is another citrus fruit, lemons. Lemons are a very healthy citrus fruit known for its high vitamin C content. They may be particularly helpful in promoting heart health due to their potential to lower blood lipids and to lower blood pressure. Based on findings from animal studies, researchers have also proposed that the plant compounds in lemons helps prevent weight gain. Other studies show that citric acid in lemon juice has the ability to treat kidney stones. And here may be a surprise for some of you, watermelons. Watermelon is high in vitamin A and C. It's also rich in some important antioxidants, including lycopenes, carotenoids, and even cucurbitaxin E, which has been shown in a number of studies to inhibit tumor growth. It's also been shown that some of watermelon's antioxidants have been studied for their anti-cancer effects. Lycopene intake is linked with a reduced risk of cancers, especially of the digestive system, while the cucurbitaxin E that I mentioned has shown to inhibit tumor growth. Should be mentioned here, consuming lycopene-rich foods can also promote heart health because of their ability to reduce cholesterol and blood pressure. I would say of all the fruits, watermelon is the most hydrating. Folks, it's 92% water, which does two things for you. First, it helps you feel more full, so it can actually help someone with somebody who wants to be on a diet to lose some weight. And number two, always, especially when you're exerting a lot of energy, it's very, very important that you keep your body hydrated. Now let's talk about olives. And yes, olives are fruits, folks. Some of us don't think of it that way. Olives are a good source of vitamin E, iron, copper, and calcium. They also provide a heck of a lot of antioxidants, which prevent heart disease and liver damage, as well as having anti-inflammatory effects. Similar to avocados, olives contain oleic acid, which provides several benefits for heart health and cancer prevention. Additionally, studies have linked some of the plant compounds in olives with a reduced risk of osteoporosis. Maybe a bit of a surprise on the list for you are blackberries. They're another incredibly healthy fruit packed with vitamins, minerals, fiber, and antioxidants. They provide an impressive amount of vitamin C, vitamin K, and manganese. One cup of blackberries provides 8 grams of fiber. Folks, that's a lot of fiber. It's a heck of a lot of fiber for such a small serving. Also, the antioxidants in blackberries are shown to reduce inflammation and aging of our arteries. Both effects may protect against chronic illness, again, such as heart diseases and certain cancers. And not to be forgotten, because they're really popular, are oranges. Oranges are one of the most popular and nutritious fruits in the world. Eating one medium orange will provide a significant amount of your vitamin C and potassium for the whole day. They are also a good source of B vitamins, including thiamine and folic acids. The plant compounds in oranges are responsible for most of their health benefits. They include flavonoids, carotenoids, and, of course, citric acid. For example, citric acid helps to reduce the risk of kidney stones. Oranges are similar to lemons with their impressive amounts of C and citric acid, which help increase iron absorption and prevent anemia. Well, let me mention before I end this portion of the show, don't forget your bananas. Don't forget your especially red grapes. And again, go to get to me some way and I'll, of course, all free, give you the Dirty Dozen up from the last 3 months of study. And I have another list that you're welcome to. You can go on the web and find these too now. Everybody's putting them out that are really interested in food. There's also a list called the Clean 15. I bring that up only for one reason. It saves you a lot of money. If it doesn't have a pesticide or a chemical problem, why spend the extra for organic? So whatever fruits you choose or berries you choose, enjoy. They're one of the most healthy foods you can eat on a regular basis.